Chapter 14. Strength, Fitness, and Performance, Your Quick Guide to Maximum Results. How to optimize your energy and performance by building muscle mass, bolstering bone density, enhancing mobility, and increasing endurance. My attitude is that if you push me towards something that you think is a weakness, then I will turn that perceived weakness into a strength. Michael Jordan. What if I told you there was something you could do for just a few minutes a day that could reduce your risk of cancer by 40%, cut your risk of a stroke by 45%, slash your risk of diabetes by 50%, halve the risk of premature death from heart disease, and if you're a woman, protect you from osteoporosis, known as the silent killer, since you often don't know you have it until a bone is broken? It affects 1 in 3 women over the age of 50. What is this nectar of the gods? The answer is exercise. Yes, exercise. When I say you literally can't live without it, it's the truth. Exercising just 15 minutes a day can slash the risk of death by 14% and boost life expectancy by 3 years on average, according to a study in The Lancet. Most people think about working out as a chore, something they really ought to do, but they don't truly understand how transformative it is. We all know we should work out, but most people don't want to. We're pressed for time, we're tired, we're frustrated or confused about how to achieve results. So we just give up because we don't realize how essential it is to not only do aerobic exercise, keeping our hearts strong, but actually build the muscles that make everything work. With that in mind, I'm going to show you how to grow stronger, fitter, and shapelier than ever in as little as 10 minutes a week using new insights from science and new tools created by entrepreneurs around the world. This chapter is all about learning how to promote and harness your body's vitality, so I'm going to introduce you to 4 of the most simple, effective, and transformative training strategies and breakthrough technologies that can give you the power and energy you deserve in far less time than you ever dreamed possible. For example, you'll discover how to get the greatest results in the shortest amount of time by utilizing a machine that top athletes use to fortify their muscles and bones in just 10 relatively sweat-free minutes per week. The machine measures your output and maximizes the ideal amount of muscle stimulation so that your muscles grow as you rest over the next week. You don't build muscle when you're working out. You build muscle when you're recovering. This isn't some silly infomercial. It's backed up by science and will give you the muscle strength you want while enabling you to build muscle nearly effortlessly and keep making gains. Most people overtrain, and as a result, they get injured or burn out. Learn how to determine the perfect dosage of exercise, intensity, and recovery to maximize your energy and boost your outcomes. You'll marvel at the way artificial intelligence fine-tunes a workout to yield peak efficiency and maximize progress in a minimum amount of time. The key is the right dose of exercise for the right result. You'll see how the very simplest of tools makes sure your back stays strong. An unbelievably low-tech series of foam arches can realign the spine, banishing back pain and boosting mobility to the extent that your actual breathing pattern changes. You'll be energized by the way that virtual reality makes working out a blast, even for people like me who aren't gamers. Use it to connect and work out with other users anywhere at any time. I was skeptical, but Black Box VR is so much fun that you don't even realize you're working out. When you're having that much fun, you stick with it. It makes working out addictive. For people who can't exercise due to an injury or disability, we'll share a promising new oral medication that's currently being tested. Taken once a day, mimics the biological effects of a strenuous workout, giving you chemically the jumpstart you need to start exercising and get all the rewards. Too much pain is not gain. Achieving the right dose of exercise and effort is the key to success. What's more, these tools and technologies are not complicated or hard to implement, nor do they require a huge time commitment or superhuman Herculean effort. Did you know that simply walking 20 to 30 minutes a day could cut the chance of dying prematurely from heart disease in half? Really, Tony, you're going to tell me to go for a walk? Yes, I am, and I'm going to encourage you to take it to the next level, too. Dial it up just a little bit by turning that walk into a jog, and you reap even more benefits. One study found that adults who jogged 5 days a week for 30 to 40 minutes a day had a biologic aging advantage of 9 years over sedentary adults. If you stop and think about it for a moment, those are pretty startling statistics. Just imagine if a Nobel Prize-winning scientist developed a pill that could make your body 9 years younger while also halving your risk of dying prematurely from heart disease. Wouldn't you take this miracle pill? Of course you would. Now, what if it wasn't a pill, but a lifestyle choice? Consider that researchers have shown that regular physical activity significantly reduces the risk of a wide range of potentially devastating illnesses, including coronary heart disease and stroke, hypertension, diabetes, breast and colon cancer, kidney disease, and dementia. The point is, sometimes the simplest interventions work just because our bodies need to be challenged in order to get stronger, healthier, or revived. If you don't use it, you lose it. I'm not saying that you need to look like some bulging Adonis, flexing your well-oiled biceps on the beach, but muscle strength matters for many reasons beyond your appearance. It drives your physical performance to a whole new level, improves your metabolism, helping you burn fat and look and feel athletic, powerful, and sexy. And if you're in a later stage of life, it also gives you the balance and stability to protect against falling, which is a growing risk as we age. So no matter what your stage of life, there are benefits that you want to take advantage of. Now, what if you could have this kind of vitality throughout your entire life, not just in your 20s and 30s? Let me introduce you to a friend of mine, Bob Weir, the legendary co-lead singer and rhythm guitarist for the Grateful Dead. At age 74, he maintains a fitness regimen that incorporates interval training, TRX suspension training, and tossing around a 20-pound medicine ball. The guy is a bundle of rippling muscles who knows that regardless of whether you're in your 20s or your 70s, strength matters. Staying active and toned as you age is vital to your well-being physically and emotionally. In fact, in 2018, a prestigious medical journal reported that muscle mass is just as important to health as blood pressure and how much you weigh. The study in the Annals of Medicine found that people with low muscle mass had outcomes that were associated with more surgical complications, longer hospital stays, and poorer quality of life. The difference in outcomes between people with low versus higher muscle mass were so stark that the study's author, Carla Prado, PhD, a professor at the University of Alberta, remarked, "Muscle mass should be looked at as a new vital sign." Muscle mass should be considered a new vital sign because it gives you youth and energy and strength. It makes you look better. It makes you feel better. Whether you're a man or woman, increasing muscle mass is within your reach, no matter how old you are. Just imagine what it's like to feel strong and vital and energized and powerful at any age and not experience age-related decline at 40 or 50 or 60 or even 70 years old. It's possible today with the right type of stimulation and training. This is something guys my age can do, we are told Men's Health, and it will make an immense difference in what they call your golden years if grace and happiness are goals of yours. Grace and happiness are certainly goals of mine, so my mission is simple. I am going to show you how to get more by doing less. How are you going to achieve better results? Greater strength, energy, and vitality with less time training than you ever thought possible? Let me tell you about OsteoStrong. The simple things. We don't even know how strong we are until we are forced to bring that hidden strength forward. Isabel Allende. There's a good chance that you and those you love are not moving enough. The World Health Organization defines sufficient physical activity as 150 minutes of moderate activity, that's 2.5 hours, in a whole week, or 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week, which again is only 1 hour and 15 minutes in an entire week, or any equivalent combination to make up the 2.5. How many of us meet that relatively modest target? A 2018 study found that more than a third of people in high-income Western countries don't get enough physical activity, a shockingly high percentage given that physical inactivity is the fourth leading risk factor for global mortality. It doesn't help that so many of us lead increasingly sedentary lives, commuting to work by car or subway, or immobilized by COVID work-from-home policies, sitting at a desk all day and staring at screens even in our leisure time. In Chapter 12, I introduced you to my friend Dr. Dean Ornish, a pioneer of lifestyle medicine and a member of the Life Force Advisory Board. Ornish and his wife, Anne, wrote a terrific book, Undo It, How Simple Lifestyle Changes Can Reverse Most Chronic Diseases, in which they warn that the combination of both sitting more than 6 hours a day and being less physically active was associated with a 94% increase in all causes of premature death rates in women and a 48% increase in men compared with those who reported sitting less than 3 hours a day and being most active. In other words, sitting is the new smoking. One obvious solution is to use a walking desk with a treadmill so you can keep moving while you work. I was an early adopter of these desks and found mine so transformative that I recommended it to everyone, including my friend Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, who popularized this way of working to all his entrepreneur friends. I also encouraged my dear friend Paul Tudor Jones, the hedge fund tycoon, who saw his traders' output increase after getting them these standing desks. There have been many days that I've spent up to 4 hours a day walking and working, logging 15 miles a day while having meetings. It's the ultimate in multitasking. But even if you don't have access to one of these desks, you can boost strength without investing a lot of time through a scientific breakthrough called OsteoStrong that produces the greatest results in your body with a minimum amount of time. When I was a kid, I remember doing tons of push-ups and not seeing much in the way of results. I evolved into a gym rat. I'd visit the gym 5 days a week, pushing myself like crazy to lift heavier and heavier weights. Then, inevitably, I'd hit a plateau and stop improving. I couldn't understand why this huge investment of time and effort didn't pay dividends. It was exasperating. I felt like Sisyphus pushing his immense boulder up a hill, only to watch it roll back down again and again. I decided what I really wanted was energy and strength in as little time as possible. After years of overtraining, I found hope in a muscle-building strategy called static contraction, a way to boost muscle growth faster than anything science had previously identified. I heard about a study involving thousands of bodybuilders who mirrored my gym rat behavior. They'd pump iron 5, 6, 7 days a week, but they wound up plateauing. Then, after suffering injury or illness and taking 10 days or more off, they almost inevitably set new personal bests upon their return. This led the researchers to conclude that people like me had been overtraining, essentially draining the body's energy systems in ways that actually weakened us. That's because muscle does not grow just because you stimulate it. It grows because you stimulate it intensely enough. And then, here's the most important key, you rest enough for the body to recover and rebuild enough to respond to the next stimulation. I learned all about this counterintuitive approach, that less is more when it comes to getting stronger, from the source himself, Peter Sisko, the bodybuilding pioneer behind static contraction. I'm going to explain what I did initially and then share the groundbreaking strategies that Peter taught me. Then I'll show you how technology has come up with a solution to do this faster and easier. You see, the fastest and most efficient way to increase strength is to hold the maximum weight you can handle in a static position. In other words, with no range of motion. You can't hold the weight for more than a few seconds because the stimulus is so extreme. As a result, the entire workout is over in a matter of minutes. At first, I couldn't believe it. How could building power and strength require so little time? But I saw the proof at Gold's Gym, where I went with my camera crew. I watched as a gray-haired woman in her late 60s slid onto a leg press machine after a chiseled 20-something guy, dripping sweat, agreed to let her knock out a quick set. I was still watching as this guy's eyes grew huge with disbelief when the woman added 50 pounds to his already hefty load and banged out a set, holding for just a few seconds each time. I don't want to build big muscles, but I like feeling strong, this powerhouse of a grandmother told me. It feels like all my screws are tightened. This changes my life. I can carry bags, open and slam the trunk with just a few fingers, she said with a smile. I became convinced of the value of this in short order and began to practice it. I couldn't believe how much my strength was increased. These short bursts of outrageous intensity done once every week to 10 days proved so powerful that I built 16 pounds of additional muscle in a matter of months. At the time, I was 32 years old. I remember having fun walking into Gold's Gym with my camera crew and leg pressing 1,225 pounds, all the weight they had, plus two men sitting on the leg machine. The manager at Gold's Gym said, "That's unbelievable. You did that with your mind, man." I laughed and said that anyone could do this through gradual building and effort. But as the weight got heavier and heavier, I ran into a challenge. When I was bench pressing, for example, one arm was slightly stronger than the other. Things got out of balance and I'd injure myself, and it impacted my ability to do my live events, so I reluctantly dialed back because I couldn't afford to be hurt. After all, I make my living bounding around a stage. I realized I was pushing the envelope, and the challenge was to balance the weight. So while I love static contraction and the super efficient strategy of going all out for a few minutes and producing extraordinary results, working out once or twice a week and taking several days off to recover, what I really wished for, was a safer and more balanced way to get stronger. Eventually, I hoped someone would find a way to do this where you wouldn't get injured. I finally found it in a company that took these principles and implemented them with technology. The company is called OsteoStrong, and they have developed some of the most innovative strength-building equipment on the planet. OsteoStrong takes its cue from static contraction, offering state-of-the-art machines that safely strengthen your entire musculoskeletal system in a workout that lasts less than 10 minutes just once a week. You don't need to change out of your regular clothes or even wear sneakers if you don't want to. Most of the time, you won't even break a sweat. How's that for maximum efficiency and minimum hassle? And it doesn't put you at risk of being out of balance, as the machines measure the effort and there's no weight on you. It's a computer-pressurized system. One of the main reasons that OsteoStrong appeals to elite athletes is that they are constantly seeking an edge by maximizing the strength of their bones and muscles. What most people don't realize is that the strength of your bones determines how big your muscles can become. The bones are usually the limiting factor. In fact, athletes who supplement their regular training regimens with weekly OsteoStrong sessions consistently report big performance gains, moving faster and jumping higher. Case in point, two loyal fans are world triathlete champion Siri Lindley and her partner Rebecca Keat. These elite Ironman competitors are also widely regarded as among the world's top triathlon coaches. OsteoStrong attracts people from virtually every generation, not just athletes looking to push farther and faster, but young adults who want to be stronger, businessmen and women who need a strength and energy boost to face the challenges of their lives and careers, and middle-aged people pulled in a dozen different directions who want to take care of their bodies, but need to do so in a way that is as time-efficient as possible. Otherwise, their workout gets set aside for other demands. OsteoStrong not only strengthens your muscles, but simultaneously strengthens your bones, making it the perfect antidote for staving off osteoporosis, which causes bones to become brittle and weak. Remember, this is an extremely important concern for women over 50. In fact, a woman's risk of breaking a hip is equal to her combined risk of breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer. When you push, the machine measures the pressure and calibrates it in accordance with what your body can handle. As a result, I've seen continued development in my muscle strength at age 62 to the extent that I can lift and push with an intensity that outweighs what I did when I was 30. But what's truly mind-blowing is seeing how it changes people's lives, starting with my own wife. Sage has been blessed with incredible metabolism. She could eat almost twice as much as me and remain totally lean. She doesn't have to exercise to stay slim, but she got addicted to our OsteoStrong machines because she was concerned about her bone density. For example, she started out at 125 pounds in a chest press and got up to 250 pounds within a year. And she didn't get lumpy, as female bodies respond differently to the stimulation. Her muscles were supple, sleek, and strong, and she feels strong and powerful as a result. She witnessed herself improving, and she was sold. What's most addicting with OsteoStrong is that you only work out once every week or 10 days, and you get to see the improvements continuously. If you don't improve, you actually take more rest. Remember, the body needs time to regenerate. My wife became addicted because she had exercised before and never saw improvements, but here she saw continuous progress. As for me, I use it every 7 to 10 days, and it's been life-changing. And if you do love to lift weights or work out like I do, you can still do that, and this can supplement it. But for the 95% of the population that does not enjoy spending hours at the gym, OsteoStrong can transform your body in a matter of minutes. All of this is possible because of an ingenious biomedical engineer and concerned son named John Jackwish. Jackwish developed the OsteoStrong technology after his mother, Marie-Jean Jackwish, was diagnosed with osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is especially common among postmenopausal women, but it affects millions of people, female and male. The International Osteoporosis Foundation estimates that 1 in 3 women over 50 and 1 in 5 men over 50 will experience fractures related to osteoporosis. Hip fractures alone are extremely debilitating. A full 40% of survivors can't manage to walk independently 1 year later. Before her diagnosis, Marie-Jean was an active woman in her 70s who loved to hike, bike, and play tennis. John saw how devastated she was by the prospect of a future constrained by broken bones, hospital stays, and declining strength. Even though he had no medical training, he started to investigate bone density, hoping to devise a solution that would help his mom and millions of others confronting the same dire future. For most of us, bone density peaks by age 30. Once we hit 40, we begin to lose up to 5% of our bone density each decade. It turns out that one of the secrets of developing muscle strength is that we must also maintain or even increase our bone density. But how? John Jackwish started answering this question by asking, who has incredibly strong, abnormally dense bones? Answer? Gymnasts. Think about Simone Biles sticking a landing. The intensity of the impact helps strengthen her bones. Did Jackwish ask his mom to start launching herself off the parallel bars or cartwheeling off the balance beam? Of course not. His idea was to create a machine that could deliver a similar impact in a more controlled manner. He designed a prototype that resembled 4 standard weightlifting machines, including a leg press and a shoulder press. But he converted them to static contraction, so the user would apply extreme force without actually moving the weights. Imagine pushing your hands or feet as hard as you can against a brick wall, but one that moves slightly, for 15 seconds, and you'll have a rough sense of how it feels. Again, these devices respond to your ability in real time with a computer. John tested his device on his parents, instructing them to exert maximum effort, performing each exercise for 10 to 15 seconds while he measured the force they generated. The whole circuit took less than 10 minutes. They recovered for a week, then repeated the routine. After a month or two of these weekly sessions, Marie-Jean had gotten her life back. Her strength output had improved dramatically. She resumed hiking and tennis. As her son put it, she went from having the bones of an 80-year-old to those of a 30-year-old. Her osteopath, a physician named Dr. Eleanor Hynote, was astonished by the results of Marie-Jean's bone scans. It seemed unthinkable, but she had completely reversed her osteoporosis. Dr. Hynote was so impressed that she sent more than 200 patients to Jackwish and ended up writing a book with him, Osteogenic Loading, the term Jackwish uses to describe the process of strengthening bones by imposing a heavy demand on them. What this means for you is that if you're at risk of osteoporosis or have already developed this debilitating disease, OsteoStrong's patented machines could be a godsend. In 2015, Jackwish co-authored a study of 55 postmenopausal women with osteoporosis. Over 6 months, they did 5 seconds of static contraction on each of his 4 machines just once a week. At the end of this 24-week trial, the women in the study saw bone density increases of 14.9% in the hip and 16.6% in the spine. What's more, their musculoskeletal functional ability also improved dramatically, making it possible to perform routine tasks like walking, climbing stairs, picking up groceries, and driving golf balls with a much improved range of motion and mobility. I've found this technology so transformative that I use it every week and also invested in the company, helping to finance its expansion. I am such a fan that I encourage them to open centers around the world, which they've done with remarkable success. OsteoStrong is already available in more than 120 locations in the U.S. and abroad, and it's spreading rapidly, even gaining fans in the UFC. It's easy to get people to try it because it takes just 10 minutes, and it's great whether you're in your 20s or your 80s since it measures where you're at with precision and adjusts to your level of demand. It's safe and amazingly effective. Listeners can check it out free for a month by going to osteostrong.me/lifeforce. Just look in the resources section and you'll be directed to a studio near you for your complimentary 30-day trial. Whether you're a competitive athlete, a fitness enthusiast, or simply looking to optimize your bone density, this technology can safely harness the magic of static contraction to boost your strength, balance, mobility, and metabolism in just 10 minutes a week. Now that's powerful. Quick and effective workouts you can do anywhere. Say you don't have access to OsteoStrong. You can still get stronger, but the key, the essence, is getting yourself to train effectively. Because most of us start to lose muscle strength around the age of 35, it's vital to take matters into your own hands. Just ask my longtime personal friend and trainer, Billy Beck III, a fitness legend who's twice won the world's best personal trainer and has coached hundreds of high-performing athletes and helped train people like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. If you're looking for a straightforward, inexpensive, yet highly effective program for building strength, here's what Billy recommends. He suggests focusing on a minimum of 4 exercises, squats, lunges, push-ups, and planks, that are guaranteed to increase your muscle power if you perform them with the correct form and consistently try to do more each time. Start with 1 squat if you have to, he says. Hold a plank for 10 seconds if that's the most you can do. Just hold it a little longer tomorrow. The power and the strength build over time, so be patient. Billy, who received his first set of weights and a punching bag as a gift from his dad when he was only 4 years old, has access to the most sophisticated strength-building technology on the planet. But everything he does is based on the simple principle of gradual progression. You don't all of a sudden go lifting 300 pounds, he said. You start by adding 1 pound. Then 3. It's the relentlessness that makes you strong. Challenge creates change. You must do enough to stimulate the body, but not annihilate it. It's the little things done consistently and relentlessly that lead to massive results over time. Don't overdo it, as I used to do. As Billy says, stimulate, don't annihilate the muscles. Less is often more. Spending less time working out but doing it on a regular schedule that allows for plenty of time for your muscles to recover will achieve even greater results. The secret to success is in creating the habit and sticking to it. Billy's most basic strategy is developing the habit of working out for just 10 minutes per day, a micro workout. Some people work out for an hour, then can't walk for 3 days and stop their routine. If you do a minimum of 10 minutes per day consistently, you'll become addicted to the good feeling that pushing yourself and increasing your strength creates. No one has an excuse not to spend 10 minutes. My gift to you. I understand not everyone listening to this is a beginner, and strength training is an entire study in itself. So as a personal favor to me, Billy Beck III has created free beginner, intermediate, and advanced training programs so that you can get started wherever you are and safely and effectively improve your strength, muscle, and body composition. Simply visit billybeck.com/Tony. It's difficult to change overnight, but if you are persistent and take one step at a time, you will see results. Jack LaLanne. Still skeptical about the value of having strong muscles? Try performing the sitting rising test to evaluate your muscle power, joint flexibility, balance, stability. Sit on the floor, then try to get up using the least support necessary. Begin with a maximum score of 10 and subtract 1 point for each support you need as you sit and rise, for each hand, forearm, knee, or side of the leg you require along the way. You lose another half point if you execute the test unsteadily, partially losing your balance. Ready? Go. To put it bluntly, you can't ace this test if you lack muscle. No amount of cardiorespiratory fitness will earn you a high score if you lack the muscular strength and mobility to maneuver yourself down to the ground and up again in an efficient manner. It may sound laughably easy, like child's play, but for many of us, this simple act of sitting and rising exposes all sorts of unexpected weaknesses. Billy says the test is an excellent measure of three critical elements of human function. It measures balance, mobility, and muscular strength, and in putting all of that together, it tests your likelihood of falling, which is the number one cause of injury-related death for people over 65. This basic test is even more revealing than it seems. Researchers tested the performance of more than 2,000 people aged 51 to 80, followed up a few years later, and discovered that their scores in the sitting-rising test helped predict their all-cause mortality. Those with the lowest scores had a 3-year shorter life expectancy than those with the highest scores. That's right. If you performed well in this test, you can expect to live significantly longer than those who performed poorly. Why? Because musculoskeletal fitness really matters. And you know what else makes a difference? Measuring your results. You've got to know your baselines in order to know how much you're improving. Technology that tracks and accelerates your progress. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Martin Luther King Jr. As you just heard, OsteoStrong's power derives from applying just the right amount of stimulus, not too much, not too little. You don't want to overstimulate. That's what tears you down. But if you understimulate, you'll never achieve results. The key is being able to measure your ability to recover and understand the amount of stress you're creating so you can stay on track. I'm going to be honest. It can be challenging for me to not overextend myself, to not push myself too hard. It's just my nature. If you're a type A personality like me, I'm sure you understand exactly what I'm talking about. But you will burn out eventually if you constantly exert yourself and don't build in enough recovery time. One of the best ways to accelerate your progress is to harness the power of wearable devices, regardless of whether you're a hardcore athlete, a new convert to exercise, or you've simply gotten off track and want to start fresh. There are lots of great tools for this, but one of my favorites is the Whoop strap. Over the last decade, we've seen an explosion in wearables containing tiny sensors that monitor every move you make, every calorie you burn, every beat of your heart, and the quality of your sleep, among many other measures of your health and performance. You may already be an ardent data analyst, obsessed with your Apple Watch or your Fitbit. If so, great. All of the most popular wearables have their virtues and limitations, and they're improving all the time. But I have to confess, I love my Whoop strap, a comfortable band that you wear on your wrist or bicep and now even inside your sock or shoe. Whoop connects to an app on your phone that collects and analyzes an impressive array of physiological data, including body temperature, heart rate variability, resting heart rate, respiratory rate, deep sleep, and REM sleep. But here's what's really special about it. It gives you all the details you want, but more importantly, It distills those metrics to provide you with two key scores, one for strain, one for recovery. As you already know from OsteoStrong, you need to push yourself beyond your comfort zone or you won't see any growth or improvement, but you also need to have enough time to rest and recover so that the body can make progress. That's why WHOOP emphasizes strain, a term for the intensity of your workout or the effort you put out in just your daily routine. But it also measures the recovery from those intense stress loads. WHOOP has actually changed my patterns, helping me make sense of the data it collects. Because it's not enough to just have the data. The data has to mean something. WHOOP's data helps me determine the right dosage of exercise and demand or stress, or strain, as they call it, versus the amount of recovery time needed, sleep, and rest. This is priceless information that will change your quality of life because what you can measure, you can focus on, and what you can focus on, you can improve. WHOOP gathers data continuously 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, measuring precisely how hard your body is working and how well you're recovering through sleep and rest. When I've slept badly or racked up a long string of tough workouts, WHOOP tells me to take it easy. And you know what? I've learned to listen because I've seen for myself the difference between my performance on days when I was running on fumes and days when I'd recovered properly. When I wake up and WHOOP says I'm in the green zone, it means my body is primed for peak performance so I can get more out of my workouts. If it's yellow, I know I've got to be a little more careful. And if it's red, that's a signal that I have to pause, which is tough for a guy like me who's always striving to do more. But I know that ultimately, taking a break will pay off in terms of better performance. The beauty of wearables like WHOOP is that they measure your progress over weeks, months, and years, so you can accurately track the impact of the lifestyle choices you've made. Let's say you currently exercise twice a week and decide to ramp it up to 5 times a week, including a couple of strength-building sessions. Now imagine what you'll see reflected in your metrics 6 or 12 months from now. There's nothing more inspiring than watching your biomarkers get better and knowing that your own behavior improved everything from your resting heart rate to your sleep quality. You can also share this data with your doctor or trainer so they can help you interpret the information and provide you with personalized guidance. It's a bit like flying a plane through the night sky with the assistance of gyroscopic instruments, an experienced co-pilot, and air traffic control. Given a choice, why would you opt to fly blind, relying primarily on your own instincts? Along the way, there are also times when your body sends you urgent messages that you might have missed if your tracking device hadn't picked them up on your behalf. In 2020, a professional golfer named Nick Watney got tested for COVID-19 before playing a tournament with hundreds of the world's top players. The test came back negative. Then, 3 days later, his WHOOP strap data showed a sudden surge in his respiratory rate after remaining steady for nearly a year at a much lower level. That spike was an early warning signal that Watney, a 5-time PGA Tour winner, was fighting something, even though he had no symptoms, like fever, cough, or shortness of breath. That prompted him to take another COVID test, which led him to becoming the first player to test positive on the tour. Watney immediately withdrew from the tournament and avoided infecting any of his fellow players. How did the PGA respond? By procuring 1,000 WHOOP straps for all of the players, caddies, and other essential personnel on the tour. Will Ahmed, who captained the Harvard University squash team and founded WHOOP in 2012 in his college dorm room, says that there are secrets that your body is trying to tell you. The reality is there are biomarkers that may indicate something that's very different than how you feel. Of course, Watney is an extreme example, but his story is a reminder that technology can now unlock the secrets of your physiology in ways that were previously unimaginable. When I wear the WHOOP strap, I make better decisions. No matter what exercise I do, it helps me determine the right amount of effort and the right amount of time so that every single day I can balance the perfect dose of demand with recovery. On top of that, WHOOP also helps elevate what we talked about in Chapter 13, the quality of sleep you're getting. When your sleep is enhanced, your mind, your body, your emotions, and your energy are at their peak, allowing you to maximize your quality of life, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business person, a student, an entrepreneur, or a retiree who wants to crush it and continue to live life to its fullest. It's better living through data. I have to tell you, I've added greater depth in my sleep, but also nearly an hour more since I started using this. Again, what you measure, you tend to improve. Harnessing AI for power and progress. I do not fear computers. I fear the lack of them. Isaac Asimov. Now let me introduce you to a third innovation that also relies on data to help you emerge stronger and get more out of your workouts. Technogym BioCircuit is an artificial intelligence-driven workout that determines the right dosage of exercise delivered in the most efficient way so you can achieve maximum results in a minimum of time. It's yet another tool to help you reach your strength and performance goals. Technology has improved almost every aspect of our lives apart from our attention spans. Yet the experience of going to the gym has barely changed in decades. Your mobile phone is now a supercomputer. So why is the gym still just the gym? Well, that's actually not the case in more than 20 markets around the world where BioCircuit is available. Picture this. You enter a gym featuring 11 BioCircuit smart strength machines. You scan in by waving your wristband in front of a sleek, interactive screen. The AI-powered smart strength system remembers the personal profile you set up when you first registered to use the machines, and like OsteoStrong, it instantly pulls your profile from the cloud, along with your personalized workout plan. This computerized system has also stored every detail of your past workouts, the level of resistance you chose, the effort you exerted, and can predict what you'll be able to achieve. You start at the first level stations and follow the circuit in a preordained sequence instead of wrestling to decide whether to work your chest before your arms or shoulders. The entire circuit gives you a full and balanced body workout in just 30 minutes. You don't have to wonder if you're neglecting your glutes in favor of your quads or favoring exercises you like over ones you dread, since Smart Strength AI doesn't give you a choice. When you arrive at each machine, it automatically adjusts to your ideal settings, so you don't have to fuss and fiddle with the height of the seat or the position of the hand grips. The machines are engineered to help ensure that you maintain the proper form, and as you grow stronger, they automatically add resistance, calibrating the challenge so it's achievable while also pushing you to keep improving. Amazing, right? All the guesswork and wasted time has been eliminated, leaving you free to concentrate exclusively on training in the most efficient way imaginable. Once again, the right amount of demand or strain is paired with the right dosage for your current level of recovery capacity. No searching for an unused set of dumbbells or spare bench press. No struggling to remember how many reps you were meant to do, or whether it's your second or third set of bicep curls. Everything is streamlined and simplified, and fun because the whole experience is gamified. The Smart Strength AI machines have a built-in video game screen which allows you to guide a ball through an undulating obstacle course by controlling the resistance of the machine. Imagine yourself on the leg press where you push to extend your legs, raising the ball in the process. You then lower the ball gradually by slowly bending your knees. The better you control the weight, the higher your score and the more progress you'll make. The gaming aspect isn't just a gimmick. Numerous studies have established a reliable correlation between gamification and exercise. It's simple. Humans hit the gym with more sustained effort and consistency if they know they're making progress, and even more so if they know that others are watching them make progress. A 2017 study by the Journal of the American Medical Association tracked more than 200 families, some of whom were using a game-based fitness app that encouraged them to compete with other families. The groups using the app exceeded their daily walking goals by nearly a mile more than the control groups, one extra mile each day. Over the next few years, you'll be able to find more and more bio-circuits as this playful AI concept catches on. In fact, Peter, Bob, Bill, and I are so excited about it that we've already begun putting these machines at our Fountain Life centers. You can also find these machines and other AI-driven workouts in special gyms in most major cities around the world. And keep your eyes open, because technology is going to improve all this drastically over the next 3 to 5 years. Stretch your spine. Notice that the stiffest tree is most easily cracked, while the bamboo or willow survives by bending with the wind. Bruce Lee. The fourth innovation that I want to share with you is something incredibly simple. It's called the back bridge, and it's so simple and low-tech that it's hard to believe how effective and powerful it can be. It takes less than 5 minutes a day, so it's easy to incorporate into your life. Yet most find its effects so profound that they do it every single day. I'm one of them. As you already know, it's great to be aerobically fit, but it's not enough. Similarly, it's not enough merely to have muscular strength. You need both. But there's a third component of fitness and performance that's equally important: flexibility and mobility. Whatever you do, you have to do your best to keep increasing your flexibility and mobility at the same time that you're increasing your strength. Having grown 10 inches in 1 year, my body was out of balance, and as a result, I suffered from searing back pain for more than a decade. So I know firsthand how hard it is to embrace life fully when your back is killing you and it's hard to move. At my seminars, I often ask the audience if they have back pain. 3/4 say they do, including many people under the age of 30. Much of the problem is that most of us spend our days seated and staring down at our phones and computers, so the back bridge tackles one of the challenges of modern living: sitting. Remember earlier in this chapter when we said sitting is the new smoking? Because we spend so much of our day sitting while hunched over a phone or an iPad or a computer, we tend to roll our shoulders forward, cutting off oxygen flow and sapping our energy. Our bodies become habitually overstrained when they're constantly in flexion, hunched over with head, neck, and shoulders tilted forward, gut compressed, oxygenation plummeting because we're shutting down our diaphragms. Our bodies were built for flexion and extension, a fancy way of saying that we need to bend and straighten. We were designed to be in balance, but our modern tech-centric lifestyle is gradually contorting us into twisted human pretzels. How can we straighten this problem out? One solution is to effectively and efficiently stretch for a few minutes every day to maintain a healthy equilibrium in our body, especially as we age and our muscles shorten and become less elastic. We need to pay special attention to our back health, most notably the spine. Enter the back bridge, an inexpensive invention that's the brainchild of Dr. Todd Sinnett, a New York-based chiropractor, applied kinesiologist, and author of 3 Weeks to a Better Back. Sinnett designed the back bridge as a way to decompress and realign the spine, restore proper posture, and eliminate back pain. Like OsteoStrong's machines and the BioCircuit Smart Strength System, the back bridge delivers outsized benefits in a minimal amount of time. You're supposed to use it for just 2 minutes every morning and 2 minutes every evening, a 4-minute commitment. How does it work? It could hardly be simpler. The device consists of 5 soft foam arches. You choose how many of them to stack on top of each other, adjusting the height from a base level of 2 inches to a maximum level of 7 inches, depending on how flexible you are. You place the back bridge on the floor and lie with the highest point between your shoulder blades, while your arms rest on your chest or above your head. And then, relax, breathe, savor the sensation of this gentle stretch, which extends your spine to counteract the slumping flexion, corrects the imbalances in your core, and repairs the damage you've done to the biomechanics of your back. You'll see the benefits over weeks and months, and will probably need to raise the height of the back bridge as your flexibility improves. In the morning, those 2 minutes of stretching your spine feel like a fresh start. In the evening, They feel like the perfect ending. After using the back bridge daily, I'm able to stand tall without effort. I experience my entire breathing pattern change. This deceptively simple tool is incredibly valuable, but it's not the only tool out there. Similar benefits are also available using a Bosu ball or a fitness ball. Always make sure to control how slowly you lean back as you adjust your body. You don't want to push yourself. This is a time to let the body settle in and open up gently. Remember, always talk to your health practitioner before doing anything strenuous in this area. What you can expect is a burst of renewed energy as your chest and shoulders drop back, your breathing becomes more full and natural, and your entire body becomes more oxygenated. There is no doubt that there will be more of these tools that make exercise more efficient, more measurable, easier, and more fun. Keep your eyes open, because while I've told you about a few, including some that I'm involved with directly, there will be so many more hitting the market in the next few years, including an exercise format whose secret ingredient is fun. Fun and games. Do anything, but let it produce joy. Walt Whitman. When it comes to building strength over time, one of the most motivating aspects is really pretty simple. It's all about having fun. If you're having fun, you're much more likely to keep working out and stick with your training. Now, I'm the first to acknowledge that I'm not much of a gamer, so it would have been easy for me to overlook Black Box, which is based on virtual reality. I'm not going to lie, the virtual reality component of Black Box, an exercise platform whose results match or beat those of traditional fitness formats, seemed complex at first. But when I got into it, it was extraordinary. I felt like I was singularly focused and incredibly energized. I felt purposeful and powerful at the same time. It was an incredibly intense workout, too. When it was over, I was soaked and had worked every last muscle. But here's the key. It didn't feel like work. It felt like pure fun, and the time just disappeared. I couldn't wait to do it again. The secret sauce is not that the core element of Black Box workouts is radically different from standard hit-the-gym sessions. It's that even the most dedicated gym rats can have trouble staying motivated. Black Box is inspired by the fact that gyms are packed every January, but empty by March. The Black Box product incorporates the addictive qualities of a video game into a virtual reality esports-style fitness module that entices enthusiasts to show up day after day, consistently building muscle, increasing their endurance, and boosting their overall wellness. Black Box is so engaging that it makes people stick to their workout schedule, which means they achieve their fitness goals. Black Box users spend just 30 minutes getting fit, as their workout stats are automatically tracked. You can even engage in friendly competitions with other Black Box users anywhere, which is great for people like me who thrive on competition. The technology is available only at official Black Box VR gyms or at commercial gyms that participate, but within a few years, a home version should be ready. I have to be honest, I couldn't wait to get my hands on one, so I invested in the company and have the commercial version in my home, and it's a blast. In terms of VR and fun exercise, there's one more game worth checking out that Peter Diamandis swears by and uses as a cardio complement to his goal of 10,000 steps per day. It's called Supernatural VR Fitness, and it's available as a subscription on the Oculus. Supernatural is so fun and engaging that you'll probably consider canceling your gym membership. At the start of your workout, you'll be teleported to one of a number of gorgeous photoreal locations on Earth. Imagine opening your eyes and finding yourself standing before the Great Wall of China, Machu Picchu, the Galapagos Islands, Iceland, or Ethiopia's Erta-Ale volcano. Before you is your exercise coach, a real person, speaking into your ear, encouraging you to swing your bats, that you're holding, one in each hand, toward the pairs of black and white targets flying your way. A rousing soundtrack consisting of musical hits that you know and love is blasting at an increasing rhythm. Soon, you're breathing hard and breaking out into a sweat as you squat, spin, and swing in time with the music. There are large numbers of workouts you can choose from, ranging from a quick 8-minute burst to an elongated 30-minute workout. P39, a future shortcut to building muscle mass without exercise? We all know how important exercise is. But what if there's a reason you can't? Rip-roaring arthritis, an injury, etc. That can't be the end of the story. You shouldn't accept that your body can't reap the rewards of a good workout. If you Google for exercise mimetics, things that simulate exercise, you will find that the most promising is a small molecule, AICAR. But we have something better for you. But first, let's understand the chemistry of exercise. It turns out that a molecule called adenosine monophosphate, AMP, is the most important molecule you make when you start to exercise. It informs the entire body you are exercising. The AMP causes muscle cells, brain cells, and liver cells to break down stored glycogen and fat to use as energy. This leads to the key question. If you could deliver low levels of AMP to targeted organs, could you mimic the effects of exercise? The answer is yes. One current analog of AMP, called ZMP, has been shown in animal and human studies to increase endurance, slow muscle loss, decrease inflammation, and decrease fat-to-lean body mass index. So why isn't this used? In order to achieve these effects, it must be IV infused with the small molecule AICAR in large amounts. Skylark Bioscience has discovered a first-generation product, codenamed P39, that is much more efficient at delivering ZMP than AICAR. It is 100 times as potent and can be taken orally. Instead of getting large infusions, you can just take a small 25-milligram pill every day and get most of the biological effects of strenuous exercise. This will be the jumpstart you need to start exercising chemically and get all the rewards from exercise. Skylark's Oliver Saunders notes, the molecule is not available yet and is just now beginning trials, but we are hopeful that it will become available in the next few years. Well, we've covered a lot of territory in this chapter. I hope what you pull from everything you've learned is that muscle is a must for quality of life, and that you don't have to be a gym rat to build and sustain it. You can take advantage of short workouts and still get tremendous results instead of making excuses or feeling guilty that you aren't pushing yourself to work out. Remember that you want the right dosage of exercise for the greatest result. Otherwise, you don't get results and you'll just burn out from waste of time. Your challenge is to create a sense of demand on your body and its muscles, as simple as just 10 or 15 minutes of demand at least a few times a week. What are you going to choose? Are you going to design your own strength-based workouts for 15 minutes per day, or perhaps use OsteoStrong so that you can get stronger and expand the demands over time? Will you optimize your performance and daily life with the help of a Whoop strap? Will you find an AI-fueled circuit to maximize your results, or a VR playground like Black Box or Supernatural VR Fitness? Or are you going to slash your risk of death by 14% and add 3 years to your life by exercising just 15 minutes per day? Whatever you decide, there is truly an opportunity here for you to change your quality of life today in every way, mentally, emotionally, physically, even sexually. Everything from your sense of attractiveness and your sense of power to your sense of health and vitality. Why not commit right now? Decide on 1, 2, or 3 things that you learned in this chapter that you want to make a habit. Come up with a ritual, a simple habit that you can do 10 to 15 minutes per day, 2 or 3 times per week. Rituals make it real. Once you develop a habit, you'll start feeling, and it will become easy, and you'll want to keep going. Maybe it's something that you do with a friend or get a trainer. But do something right now and commit yourself. Send a text to someone who can hold you accountable. If you do, you'll emerge stronger and more determined, not only for your health and well-being, but you'll find that this simple discipline around your body will provide greater power and discipline in every area of your life. The way we feel determines the way we perform, the way we interact, and how much we enjoy. As I've said many times, it's not enough to make a decision. At the moment you make it, you need to take action to convince yourself to follow through. Lay out a quick plan. Schedule it. I always tell people, when you talk about something, it's a dream. When you envision it, it's possible. When you schedule it, it's real. This chapter has highlighted some invaluable tools, but these aren't the only ones out there. Find the right tools that work for you, your body, and your goals, and prepare to be amazed at how you'll revitalize your energy, rejuvenate your body, and maximize your life force. I'm someone who relies on these tools to enrich the quality of my day-to-day experience, so take it from me that building your strength translates to building an extraordinary life. Now, let's move on to discover the latest breakthroughs for rejuvenation of our visible health and vitality.